This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of The Men's Room live when you download the radio.com app. Our question, what came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bobby. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So, we're talking about things that have fallen. Well, I was working on a piece of equipment about 24 years ago, not wearing my fall protection, and I fell off the top of this piece of equipment, and when I landed, my feet were not on the ground. I landed on a piece of metal on my crotch.
Oh.
And I split my left testicle in half.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Right.
Are you aware that this has happened instantly?
Yes, I knew something was definitely wrong. And, I had to go to the doctor because I had some massive internal injuries.
No, that's not why you went to the doctor. That's why you had to stay longer. You went to the doctor because you slashed your left testicle in half.
Yes, I went there because I was in extreme pain and my scrotum was the size of a basketball full of blood. Well,
put that on a dating profile, by the way.
That will
get the ladies, trust me.
Did your testicle look like an amethyst when you opened it up? What did it look like in there?
I don't know. I had never seen it. I woke up from surgery, and they had removed my other testicle as well. They were both cancerous.
Oh, my God.
So did this save your life?
They saved my life, yes.
I mean, this accident basically saved your life.
It absolutely did.
You know, some people just go to the doctor for an annual checkup, but not old Bobby.
So,
hell no.
Have you ever, I mean, like, just think about how, you know, circumstantial, how crazy that is. You have that kind of accident, the area that's impacted, the fact that they go in there, and the next thing you know, I mean, that was, if you didn't fall, you wouldn't be alive.
Exactly.
That's nuts.
I actually had another accident at work a few years later.
Wait, where?
My adrenal gland.
Okay, now, I assume you're getting regular checkups now since your body seems to be inviting cancer over for a party. Now, when you wake up and they have taken both of your testicles, do they replace this with anything? I mean, do they give you, like, the Crown Royal bag full of marbles or what now? Or is there just
nothing? That would have been awesome, but workman's comp decided that it was cosmetic and not a requirement for everyday life.
So Wait. First of all, let's just say this about testicles, and I think everyone will agree. Typically, when you say cosmetic, that means something looks good. They don't look good. They look awful, but they are what they are. So workman's comp will not provide you this. They at least owe you one, right? They can say there was cancer. That's not on us. But still, you split the one open at work. I mean, like, at least pay for one of them.
Nope, they didn't.
So is there just nothing there now?
There's nothing there now.
And what changes have you noticed in yourself? I just based this on what I've seen on, what was the show with all the dragons?
Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones. Well, look, hey, man, that's my only experience.
I get a massive dose of testosterone in my leg every month.
Now, in addition, I understand why they're doing that, but does that just cover what was lost by losing your testicles? Or do you have hair growth now? I mean, anything like that?
If I don't have my shot, yes, I lose all my hair, and I also lose my masculine muscle mass.
Okay. I can't believe they didn't give you some kind of prosthetic. I mean, just because, even if they're your stepchildren, they're still your kids.
Right.
I mean,
I have six children.
You had six children before this?
Yes.
Well, not after.
All right. Well, maybe that was meant to be.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe someone was trying to give you a sign.
So, there. are you still with the woman that you had the children with?
No.
Oh.
No, she's gone.
Did you get any of your six children?
Yeah, all six of them.
Oh, you got all six of them. Okay. I didn't know if they split it up like a litter. Like if you had right. that many, like how they did it. Like you get four,
three,
and you
three.
Get two, whatever the deal is, like the Brady's.
Five and one.
Well, when we divorced, they all went with her, but they found out that she was crazy, and they all came to me.
So one by one, or was it like two of them snuck out of the house? What was the deal?
First was my oldest, and then the other ones started coming one at a time.
And before you know it, you've got all six living with you?
I did. Now they're all married and on their own.
Okay.
Have you thought about, I know you're getting your testosterone, but have you thought about getting a prosthetic? Like, if you wanted to date.
I don't need it.
Okay.
It's been 24 years.
Now, I have to ask, do you still have the same packaging, the same wrapping paper that you had before? Or is that gone? Okay, so you still have, it's like an empty sack of groceries.
You know, what's funny is that's what I always tell everybody. I have a sack, but no groceries.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like reusable bags.
It is. At least you don't
that
have to pay.
That is exactly you know, what you've got
paper
there.
Paper or plastic.
That's right.
I got this taken care of. You just start shoving stuff down your pants.
I steal nuts in bulk. No one ever catches me.
I brought my own bag.
I swear I saw them steal it. We can't find it on them. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if that's me, I am transporting drugs. Look, I don't know why that dog's barking at me, man.
Right.
I got that butt naked for you.
Get a couple of those plastic search. Easter eggs like they have that kind of open in half.
It's fine, nothing on.
Oh, hey, man, you want a shot?
Yeah.
I snuck it in the booze. What,
be cool.
Like
be cool.
Be
cool,
those,
man.
Little
be cool.
Lemon juice containers.
Yeah.
What came crashing down? 844-999-OLA.
We're trying to find the positive side, that's all.
There's always a silver lining.
There always is. You just have to find it.
Yeah.
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
So, Chase, what came crashing down?
I just want to say that last guy with the ball story.
Yeah.
I can't believe that nobody could even go to the quarter machine and get him like two bouncy balls to toss in there. You know what I'm saying?
Anything.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. But anyways. So what came crashing down? I came crashing down. I want to say I was probably about 13, 14 years old, and we're all, my buddies were playing around this barn, and you could like grab a tree branch from the top of the barn, and you could use it to like swing down like a rope swing almost if you like grabbed it with another stick, but it was pretty far out there. So I had this fantastic idea at 13 to jump off the top of this barn roof and grab this branch and swing down. And my buddy was going to record it, and I told him, no, don't do it. I was just like, this is just a test jump. And so here I go. I run off the top of this two-story barn. I go try to grab this branch. Didn't grab the branch at all. Branch completely clotheslined me. Did a full flip in the air, landed straight on my back. I'm on the ground, got no air. My friends are laughing. No recording.
No recording. That's how
nobody
times
recorded because I told him not to.
And how were you at the end? No broken bones? Everything fine?
No. I want to say I was 13. I was probably like rubber at that point. But yeah, I had no broken bones. I was just sitting there, just not being able to breathe. Had the wind knocked out.
That's a terrible feeling.
From the backside is the worst.
And you don't, because the first time you get the wind knocked out of you, you don't understand what is happening. I remember I was in third grade. We're doing some kind of basketball drill in gym. Anyway, I'm not looking. Someone throw me the ball, but it hit me right in that sweet spot of my stomach. And at first, I'm like, ooh, that kind of hurt. And then, like, I'm freaking out because I'm just exhaling. I am exhaling longer than I can. Oh, God. But it takes longer than
it
that.
It does.
Yeah, it's awful.
And I remember the gym teacher's looking at me, and I'm trying to convey to him, like, I don't think you understand that I'm physically dying in front of you. And he watched me, I crumpled, right, I finally get that first breath, and he goes, yeah, you got the wind knocked out of you. I'm like, that's what you call that. That was a near-death experience. By the way, someone, through the comments, they say, as far as the guy who lost his testicles, they found out he had cancer in both, so they removed him, right? He did not get them back because workman comp believes that that's cosmetic. Says they make nudicles for dogs that are fixed, or just artificial testicles, and they add that people that have show dogs, they want their dogs to look intact.
We got fake ones for dogs?
Yeah, because if you have a show dog, right, because now you're going to, I guess you make money or whatever the prestige is with all that silliness, that you'd have these things on there. So my question is, I never considered this in the world of dog show judging. And granted, I don't know a lot. I know they look at the breed, the coat, all this stuff. You're telling me your dog's genitalia weighs into the judging?
It does.
Really? But only weighs in if it's big.
It just seems ridiculous. Like, everything about, there's just something about his testicles that we have to give him a low mark.
It's like women bodybuilders. Everything on them is just muscular and natural, except for their breasts.
Of course.
And they're doing shows, you know?
Well, here's a question. Like, vets now charge people, like, crazy amounts of money and give them, like, human treatments for dogs. So, should we start giving them vasectomies and stop just snipping their things off?
I bet you the dogs would be like, can we do that?
Well, the part of
I'd be down with that. Hey, let's do that, man. No, I understand English. I know what you do. Don't make me go in there.
But the part of the problem is that these dogs are used for breeding. So once you become a champion breed and you reach that level and you're to that degree of pedigree, then your offspring are going to go for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I just mean dogs in general. Like, I'm amazed. Like, people are like, oh, my dog got an arthroscopic surgery on his knee. Like, he got his knee scoped?
Right.
It's a dog. So I'm just like, well, then why don't we stop chopping off their junk?
Right. Like, if you said, you'll say, hey, man, I got a vasectomy. But we understand they did not surgically remove your testicles.
Right.
Because if they did, you wouldn't do it. So he's saying with the dog.
Why can't you just get a vasectomy?
If you could ask the dog, the dog would be like, hey, player, how about we do the vasectomy?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen him recently, but I assume you still have him.
Yeah, I do.
Right. It's just an assumption.
Not like the last caller.
Right.
So I'm saying, what are we doing to these dogs? If we're going to give them the human treatments, like, let's hook them up with this one.
But remember, pets, it's always a different thing to say, hey, man. They're a member of the family. And I understand what you mean fundamentally, but I'm like, you don't treat any other member of the family like this, only in the sense of, one, you would get a vasectomy before you say your father's going to have his testicles removed. I think we all agree there, right? Also, you know what? Dad hasn't been feeling so great for the last 6 months, and his hips hurt. I'm going to take him to the doctor, and we're going to put him down. Like, so for me, the way I treat my family, I don't do that. So, I understand when you say it's a member of the family. I'm like, right, but it's a little different.
Depends on the family.
If my kid disappears, yes, I will put up a poster on the local utility pole, but I'll also be much more vocal, and I will be on the news, and I will be in a panic. And if I don't ever find my kid, I wouldn't say, you know, I'll adopt a baby.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, just like, hey, it reminds me. But, like, I understand and remember your family. I'm just saying they're not quite as close as the other members of the family.
Yeah, man, let them keep them.
Our question, what came crashing down? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our question, what came crashing down? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oh, guys, back in the 70s, my brothers and I and the neighbor kids used to play Tarzan. We climbed up onto 20-foot saplings and would swing back and forth and jump into the next tree. We did this for hours. One day we didn't realize, but we had graduated into much taller trees, 100-footers. I made my leap and grabbed a branch on the next, and it broke. I fell back first through the canopy. Everything slowed down. I could hear everyone yelling my name. I broke through the green branches and then the lower dead ones and landed about in a fall over of about 4 feet thick. It was bowed about 10 feet off the ground, and it lowered me gently to the ground and sprang me back. I had the wind knocked out of me and scratches and bruises. That was the last time we played the game known as Tarzan.
I was going to point out, Tarzan never did that.
That from Bernie the Glass Man. Our guy's first trip here to visit the family, I went rafting with my brother and three of his friends in Green River. At the end of our trail was a bridge with a rope tied to it for swinging into the river. After watching everyone else successfully launch themselves, I gave it a shot, and the rope snapped over the rocks. I bounced off the rocks on my lower back, then into the water, ended up being okay, kept the rope. See you dinosaurs alive day. That from Bacon. As we move on to some of these birthday requests. Hola, guys. Today is my buddy David and his first kid's birthday. So that's right. Mickey and Goofy. That would be great. You could help teach him what he's going to get to here as he has just entered the world. So can Mickey and Goofy welcome Devin into the world and the wonderful world of Disney World. Thanks, guys. That from James.
Well, gosh, welcome to the world. We've been waiting forever. All kinds of terrible TV shows that your daddy cannot sit down and watch with you and hate every single minute of it.
Just make sure after you eat, you puke it up on Dad.
Try to do it in his facial hair if he's got some. That's always a funny picture.
I love it.
On your shoulder, your back. Gentlemen, today's my son Zachary's birthday. He listens to the show after I pick him up from kindergarten. Please give him a little kid fish sandwich, a suck it up cupcake, and the Disney characters talking about why does Donald always have to be so angry all the time. Thanks, guys. That from Rion.
Fish challenge.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Well, here at Disney World, the happiest place on earth, we talk about Donald's anger management issues quite a bit. And it comes down to one of two. Either he's mad because he can never find his pants, or because he always gets stuck with the bill.
You know, I'm tired of his ass.
Wow.
Donald's angry because he just is. Huh. He tries to blame me all the time. Oh, Mick, you don't do this or that for me.
Truth is, he has a bad drinking problem.
Goofy?
Donald,
get out of here. Bajolas, enjoy the show. I want to wish my wife, the lovely Misty, pronounced Misty.
A very
happy birthday on this day. Can I get her a suck it up cupcake? I just said that. Followed by Joey Chestnut. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. That from
Adam. So, suck it up cupcake.
I just said that.
Joey Chestnut.
Old Vince Neil. We are wishing our son Chris and girlfriend Deanna a very happy birthday. So how about the dirty Germans telling them why science makes life better? That from mom and dad. P.S. They're over 18 years old, so have some fun, guys.
Yeah, science made things better when we learned what we call anatomy and sexual education. But that will teach you things they do not teach you in school.
Yeah, so even if the anatomy isn't the best, science allows it to make it look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology, Photoshop.
Yeah, so you know those old people with those weird faces? That's science.
Yeah.
That little tiny woman with those huge, large things? That's science.
Yeah, huge, large things.
Guys, what up, bitches? Today is my girlfriend's birthday, Kirsten, pronounced Kirsten. If you could all do her a favor or call her a bitch in every way possible, because I think that would be awesome. Sorry, babe, but you deserve it. How about the dirty Germans doing that from Taylor?
Yeah, you can fully expect me to call you a bitch tonight, but you know that is also my safe word.
Yeah, it's the most important thing to remember is bitch don't look me in the eye.
Yeah, but he means that with all your love.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, for you, we give you...
Cut that bitch out! Net caller!
Yeah, we can be connected without looking in the eyes.
Sometimes I just say...
Cut that bitch out!
Yeah, maybe it's a soccer match on and we both want to watch it.
Yeah, if you see anything weird on my body, I'll simply say...
Cut that bitch off!
It doesn't matter. Skin tag, you name it.
Huh. Cut that bitch off!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different body parts.
Bitches, since I anticipate no one will be sending in a birthday shout-out for me, I'm going to do this bad boy on my own. Today, I turn a quarter of a century old and would love to hear some of Thrill's Gets and the Dirty Germans talking about the delicious spaghetti with meat sauce that I'm going to have tonight. Thanks, guys. Keep doing what you do. That from Corey.
Get!
Yeah, I suppose you can call it meat sauce if you want.
Yeah, the best part about spaghetti is how you have to suck on that long noodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the fox and the hound.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my meat sauce looks more like Alfredo. Yeah. Meat sauce. Yeah. No Italian for me tonight.
Yeah. See, I'm good on that.
Yeah, bolognese out.
Oh, darn them meatballs.
Bitches, my beautiful new wife Kelsey is 27 years old today. Can we please get the dirtiest of Germans talking about the benefits of having a big old booty and the things you can do with it? Also, a bong hit, too. Thanks, guys. That from Jeff.
Yeah, both of my kids, they really like the pirate booty. I'm going to tell them I like your booty, see if they can figure it out.
Yeah, the best part about this big booty is now you have a wife and a best friend.
Yeah, it's bootyful.
Yeah, so you can hug it whenever you feel lonely.
Yeah, we're going to play a game called Call of Booty.
Yeah, it's cold outside. Get in here, booty girl.
Call of Booty?
Call of Booty, yeah.
Yeah, you better wear a helmet.
Yeah. First person shooter game. Call of Booty.
Yeah. Targets acquired.
Yeah, new version. Call of Booty. Meat sauce.
See, I'm switching to guns.
Jesus.
I'm going to do a tour of booty. Yeah. I go with a boy. I will leave a man. 3 tours of duty.
Patrols, it's that time of year again to wish my wonderful husband Justin a happy 33rd trip around the sun. Even though he can be a big pain in the ass, his family still loves him anyway. Our kiddos are requesting a suck it up cupcake and a little fish sandwich and a little kid fish sandwich. And being that I'm the caring wife that I am, some dirty Germans telling his fortune for tonight. Rock on bitches, keep up the laughs from his sexy teacher wife, Savannah.
So suck it up, cupcake
fish sandwich.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have visited Savannah. They've all liked it quite a bit. But I think what fortune has tonight, you'll have to open the fortune cookie.
See, I think like most things in Savannah, it's going to be a damp, warm place.
With lots of bugs.
See, that's humidity.
A lot of pirate history there in Savannah.
So, yeah, I didn't think that was an option. Have fun tonight, fella.
Yeah, lots of people love Savannah.
Yeah, pirate, huh?
Blackbeards.
Yeah, black beard, red beard, we don't know.
Yeah, it flows like river.
Hello, men's room. My husband, Todd, is turning 43 today. He forgot to send in a request on my birthday, but still expects me to send one in for him. So please play a Geez Louise and have the dirty Germans tell him about double standards. Love the show. That from Gretchen.
Geez Louise.
Yeah, double standards come in very handy in the bedroom. Don't ask questions. Just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, double or whatever. But what's this, his standards?
Yeah.
Do you have these? Must be lonely not having sex.
Yeah, I'll get rid of standards, have more sex.
Yeah.
Guys and Wobbin, we would love it if you could wish our coworker Marcia a happy 48th birthday. We work in a dental office, so it'd be awesome if the dirty Germans could talk about her flossing. Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Marcia, from all of us here in the office.
Yeah, I would not mind watching you floss, but also I'd like to go on for the oral care.
Yeah, I'm just impressed at 48 that you can floss. This is mostly children you see doing this dance.
Yeah, all the time, for every possible reason. Yeah.
Guys, I want to wish my dad a happy 54th around the burning ball. Can I get him a, what is that? And the dirty Germans talking about what it's like to be a mechanic. With love from his son, Chris.
Oh my God, what the is that, bro?
Yeah, the thing I like most about the mechanics is simply this. You don't mind getting your hands dirty or oily.
Yeah, and so always under.
Yeah, I'll show you my undercarriage.
Yeah, man. They don't mind being dirty. Those shirts.
Look out for the oil pan.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple of comments before we get to the extra emails.
Well, I said you were talking about the pasta and meatballs, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Suck on the noodles, and of course I said, oh, just like the fox and the hound. Well, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I have angered the Disney fans out there. More than one person pointed out... It's the Lady and the Tramp, not Fox and the Hound. My favorite is Lady and the Tramp, you idiot. Also, Lady and the Tramp, Rick. I assume that's from Rick, or perhaps he believes my name is Rick, but that's the way it comes in.
Good to see you, Rick.
Lady and the Tramp, not Fox. What the hell was the difference?
Fox and the Hound is like a physical fox and a hound, and...
Yeah, no, I thought it was about a sexy woman and her dog. I know that much.
There's people on horses. I believe the hound's supposed to hunt the fox, but then they become buddies in an ironic twist of fate.
Okay.
Whereas Lady and the Tramp is about two animals trying to hook up, and the Italian dude hooks them up with pasta.
They're on a hot date, if I recall.
It's about two dogs trying to hook up.
In an Italian
restaurant. If I click on this and I read the summary of Lady and Tramp, you can tell me it's two dogs trying to hook up.
I mean, I guess it's a little more romantic than that, but...
She and he...
Well, they kiss when they're done sucking the noodle, so they come together.
I thought they didn't kiss. I thought the whole point of that was...
They're both sucking a noodle. And
right, but they get to the point.
They get to the point. I don't know that they do.
But I don't think they kiss... Well, and...
Eventually.
And the director's cut, they go straight French kissing. They grow up and get booted out of the restaurant.
Miles has been watching Lady and the Tramps. Yeah. Like three X's.
Oh, boy. Speaking of Italian, a couple extra emails.
Guys, listeners from PDX. You know what PDX is, Ted? What's PDX?
That is Portland.
That's right. 92.3 KGON. Guys,
PDX!
Tonight, during the Big Dummy, you asked where the punt on a wine bottle was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember what the punt is?
It's the indentation in the bottom.
Correct.
That allows you to pour it. I know that because I'm fancy. Thus, I say Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
Guys, this comes from the term punti or puntil in Italian.
Puntil.
Oh, yes. Hey.
When bottles were hand-blown.
Grab it by the punt.
Oh, hand-blown. Okay. Okay.
This is where the bottle was transferred off of the blown pipe to be finished.
Oh. Yeah, I want to tell Billy Bush. I thought you grabbed my wine by the punt.
Hey, these things are sexy in Portland.
Gotta be famous to you.
Yeah.
The indentation was for various reasons. In the case of champagne bottles, it allows the bottle to withstand more pressure, also aided in keeping the bottle upright. Sediments also collects easier, and why you usually see them on red wine, wine bottles and white wine bottles. On another side note, do you guys ever have any guest Germans? You guys crack me up. That from Paul. Do we ever have any guest Germans?
Yeah, only during the birthday segment. Otherwise, they send us back out to shovel coal to keep the radio station going.
Yeah, this Paul seems to know a lot about hand-blown glass and stuff.
Yeah, well, don't you mind your own punting business?
Yeah, but I know his size, because he's down in Stumptown.
Oh, by the way, update, sorry.
Oh, what? I wasn't right about those movies?
No, it's not that. Lady and the Tramp is a boy and a girl. But the Fox and the Hound are both boys. Apparently, their names are Todd and Copper.
Todd.
They named the fox Todd. Todd the Fox?
You ever met a Todd that's not crazy?
No, you ever met a fox that you would name? That's so stupid. I'm sorry.
You're right.
They named a fox Todd.
They're a little crazy. You're right.
Todds are insane.
Todds are like, they're like lances, but they're not as abrasive.
Yeah, but Todd has a beer for you and a shot of whiskey. Just, you know, it's Todd.
Todd. What happened to Todd? I don't know.
Yeah.
What happened to Hot Toddy?
It's also like, what happened to you?
I was out with Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Ola Michola is, sorry, a couple days late. I'm a podcast listener. I check out your podcast all the time there on radio.com. See what I did there, Mike? Will you flag that for me? A few years ago when I was working out at Hanford Nuclear Site on a major construction project, I was a welding engineer.
Ooh.
We had tens of thousands of nuclear quality welds that needed to be tracked. The welds had to be perfect, etc. So each and every weld needed to have a weld packet associated with it. The welding packet had all the information about the weld, including who did it, when it was done, the pass x-ray, etc. So this is big time stuff, so you need to make sure it's good. So we had tens of thousands of these packets and tons of documentation. Our two documentation people were two women named Arrow Smith and a 20-year-old hot blonde, she was, and Jenny Craig, a cute little redhead. If something in the field was wrong with the paperwork, I would send the welder up to the office and have them talk with either Arrow Smith or Jenny Craig. Welders are notorious jokers, so most of the new guys in the project would think that I was messing with them when I would send them to go talk to Arrow Smith or Jenny Craig. 90% of the time, I would have to tell the foreman to tell them I was not messing with them. Same job. We also had Robert E. Lee and Jesse Jackson on the night show.
Oh, come on.
They were doing the civil dirt work crew.
Tell me Jesse Jackson was
the
what?
Civil dirt work?
Mm-hmm. Rock on, bitches. That from GP. Down there in Texas. That's exactly right. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Big Nick the Rigger rigs bigger digger rigs for Big Nick Digger to dig deeper than all the other digger rigs. Dig diagonal, Big Nick Digger dig. Big Nick the Rigger rigs bigger digger rigs for Big Nick Digger to dig deeper than all the other deep digger rigs. Dig diagonal, Big Nick Digger dig.
What?
Big Nick the Rigger rigs bigger digger rigs for Big Nick Digger to keep deeper than all the other deeper rigs. Dig diagonal, Big Nick Digger dig.
Two.
Oh. Big Nick the Rigger rigs bigger digger rigs for Big Nick Digger to dig deeper than all the other digger rigs. Dig diagonal, Big Nick Digger dig.
Oh. Big win last time, Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, sorry. We were up so late last night. Coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC. What was that stuff that guy brought back from the East Coast?
Man, I don't know, but he said it is illegal in every country on Earth except Mozambique.
But it kept us up till about 4 a.m. Lo and behold, we come in and we got a few listener submissions for Ted versus the FCC. Thanks for you guys for coming up with some tongue twisters. So, as we say, a listener comes first.
We said that last night, too.
Yeah, so we're going to go with a...
No, we said thank you for coming back.
A listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. It's pretty exciting. This comes from Jake and the Boys. From Jake and the Boys. And it goes something
Jake
like this.
And the Boys.
Cooper Kupp can cut. Cooper Kupp can't punt. If Cooper Kupp can't make this cut, then Cooper Kupp will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
All right. Shout out to, I think, Eastern Washington University, Cooper Kupp.
I believe so, yes.
Cooper Kupp can cut. Cooper Kupp can't punt. If Cooper Kupp can't make this cut, then Cooper Kupp will have to punt. A drop kick.
Oh, God!
I think that was three words in.
I mean, he can if he wants to.
I think that was words in. And yes, he can if he wants to.
I mean, it'd be weird for him to do that.
It would.
But he can't, according to you.
Maybe, ladies and gentlemen, the shortest Ted versus the FCC ever recorded.
If you went to the bathroom, you missed it.
I'm talking 0.5 seconds.
That was quick. That was a tough one to read solo.
Yes, it was.
And I was like, don't screw it up on the first time.
Bad jokes on the way. 844-999-OLA. Bad jokes up next. Call now. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time, 844-999. Ola, email the bad jokes to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. But first, to ensure the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Broadcaster here to kick off the bad jokes.
What do you need when you mess up your jack-o'-lantern?
What do you need when you mess up your jack-o'-lantern?
A pumpkin patch.
All right. My wife told me to go and get some pills that help with an erection, so I tossed her diet ones.
Oh, wow.
What is scarier than spiders on a piano?
Ants in your pants.
Crabs on an organ.
Not bad, not bad.
Why was Darth Vader referred to as Lord Vader?
Why was Darth Vader referred to as Lord Vader?
Because it would have been Master Vader. Why do nurses use red crayons?
Why do nurses use red crayons?
So they can draw blood.
Oh, all right.
Do you want more? Do you want more?
No, please.
You know what? Put in the Cowboys. I like that one.
After having sex with my girlfriend, she told me I was the biggest she ever had. Apparently, ditto wasn't the response she was looking for. A local cop was suspended after being caught smoking a joint and masturbating while on duty. No names have been given, but it's believed he's a high-wanking official.
Barbara Walters.
High-wanking.
According to autocorrect, a lot of my colleagues are ants.
Run it by me.
A-U-N-T.
Okay. Hello, Toothless Dawn. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Moolah, bitches.
Moolah.
What's worse than having the St. Louis Cardinals being swept by the Washington Nationals in the National League Championship Series?
What?
Living in St. Louis.
Damn.
You know what? I'm with you. The hell with the Cardinals. Go down.
Kick them when they're down, dog.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that arch sucks, too.
Hello, Leah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
W-H-O.
A man tried to sell me a coffin the other day. Man tried to sell me a coffin.
For how much?
I said, that's the last thing I need. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So everybody knows that a cow with no legs is ground beef, and a cow with three legs is lean beef. But what do you call a cow with two legs?
What do you call a cow with two legs?
An ex-wife.
Jeez. There's a lot of that today.
There we go on now, Bad Jokes Bobbin, and we managed to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. Today we toast 36-year-old Matthew Bushman of Mansfield, Illinois. That's right, the Bushman. Matthew has a warrant out for his arrest for obstruction of justice. I know what you're thinking. You can't possibly get in trouble for obstruction of justice. Well, in spite of what you may have seen, this guy was, in fact, in trouble for obstruction of justice. They had a warrant out. But anyway, Matthew, he knew there was a warrant out for his arrest because police asked him his name as they were investigating a different crime, and he gave them a fake name and a fake address. Now, the problem with his cunning plan was simply this. When police asked him if he was Matthew Bushman, a.k.a. Matty B., he denied it, in spite of the tattoo on his neck that reads, and I quote, Matty B. He was arrested instantly, and he will be facing a trial now for the charges that he's facing. He has it on his neck, on his collarbone. It says, Matty B. The cops are pretty sure that he was the Matty B they're looking for, and he's like, oh, no, nah, man, my name is like Greg Abramowitz.
He must be in love with Matty B, though.
No. I love Matty B. Look, typically, if I see a name on somebody, I assume it is someone other than them, unless it is on their neck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm assuming she's a black woman.
Right, exactly. Well, like I said, when I lived in Baltimore, if you wanted to know a black woman's name, either read her earrings or her neck.
Or her necklace.
Or her necklace.
Yes.
Yeah, either way, it was there. But
you can't forget.
Don't put your own name. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get a contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 now. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.